What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three, and we're going to go right to the phones. Mark in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. I'm not sure if you had a chance to listen to Alex Jones today or not, but he had Andrew Torba on there, who was the founder of Gab. Gab was not only defunded, but they've been deplatformed now. Their website's gone, totally gone. So there, he talked about it. He said that the Justice Department had got a hold of him because this wackadoo that shot up the synagogue had an account there. And he said, what the media is not telling you is this guy was a very, very rabidly anti-Trump, very pro, like, national socialism with a Jewish hate bent kind of thing going on. And he said he cooperated with him, and shortly afterwards he was deplatformed. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. The whole censorship, I had, like I told you before, I had both of my Facebook accounts taken down, you know, and one of them for putting up a post about the Democrats in Texas. There's 16 of them going to jail for registering dead people to vote. And the other one, they didn't even give me a reason. They just deplatformed it. You know, it's ridiculous. If you don't see the political bent in this, and I'm a libertarian. I hate both parties pretty much equally. I kind of like Trump, though. But if you can't see the political bent coming from the left, you're blind. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought I would live this day. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the left is completely abandoning the founding principles of this nation. They're talking violence. They're in favor of censorship. They want complete totalitarian control over what the voters are seeing and hearing in order to maintain their grip on power. And all I can say is that if the GOP manages to maintain control of Congress in these midterms, and the early voting numbers are saying they're going to, then Congress and Donald Trump had better start really addressing the issue of how these corporate media companies were being used to skew the election. And they were caught doing it back in 2016, and I don't understand why Donald Trump isn't doing more about this, not to mention our crooked election system and the illegal immigrant voting issues. These are absolutely distorting our elections so that the will of ordinary, everyday, law-abiding American voters is being ignored or marginalized. So I think right now this has to be seen as pretty much one of the most important issues of the day. And I do wish Trump would do something about it.
Yeah, I'm actually a part of one of these groups that I get polled quite often for my opinion, and I'm kind of a unique voter in that I don't own a television set, and I couldn't tell you who the latest pop music singer is. I don't watch TV. I don't I don't keep up on music or country music. Nothing. I just my life kind of quit in 1987, 88, and I've lived there ever since, you know. So they market me quite a bit, and they are always wanting my opinion on stuff. And I'm pretty opinionated. They do get it. But I really honestly think that they need to go after Facebook, Twitter, and these other ones under the Sherman Antitrust Act. Because, and I'd said that before, they're in cahoots. There's just probably a RICO violation there, too, because they all get together and then all of a sudden they ban somebody at the same time. So somebody's making phone calls to each other, or they're meeting somewhere, or they're having webinars with each other, whatever. It's definitely a concerted effort to go after conservative radio or libertarian radio.
And websites, of course. I mean, there's no question that it's going on. And like I said, there is this case that is currently before the United States Supreme Court, which, if the decision goes the way we all hope it does, would open up all corporate social media to First Amendment lawsuits. And that, I think, is going to have a much greater effect on the issue than simply breaking them up, because what happens when you take one big liberal leading social media company and turn it into 10 social media companies? They're going to be just as liberal, and they're going to go on banning conservatives because you're right. It is all part of a group, a cabal, if you will. And so we'll see what happens. But if the GOP maintains control of Congress in next week's elections, Trump has really got to get off of his duff and do something to fix the illegal immigrant voting issue. We need a nationwide voter ID law, and we need to basically look at the issue of election fraud, especially inside those electronic machines. I mean, look at how many years we keep hearing the same story over and over again. I push the button for my candidate, it tallies for the opposite candidate. And every time they say, oh, it was probably human error. And don't worry, even though we found all this fraud and bad voting and everything, it didn't alter the final outcome, which is an absolutely unsupportable statement to make.
Well, and fortunately, I'm as a Montanan, I actually flew home 2 weeks ago, 1,600 miles, specifically to vote, and we do manual voting. We fill in the little dot with a pen, you know.
Good.
So I'm sure there can still be fraud with that. I don't know, but I felt a little better.
Oh, yeah. Once it goes through that counting machine, circle. You have no idea what's going on.
I know. And I don't know what the answer is. I actually kind of like the way New Hampshire, I think it's New Hampshire, does it. They all have a town meeting and they raise their hand, yay, and then they count the votes for whoever, you know. That may be a better way to go. That way it's public record. But I think another way to do it would be when that little punch card goes into the machine, we get a receipt back that tells us how we voted.
I think by the time you get the receipt, you know, if there's been a mistake, it's too late to correct it. But again, go to whatreallyhappened.com, and at the very top of the page over on the left-hand side, just two lines below my picture, there's an article I wrote on this very topic, How to Have Honest Elections. And I think if you look at it, you're going to realize there are some good points in there. For one thing, it gets away from all these electronic machines that you can't see inside of. I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's definitely going to be very hard to rig elections, and very easy to spot attempts to rig the elections using this approach. And ever since I wrote this article, I've gotten emails from other countries saying this is very close to what we do here.
Awesome. I'll take a look at it, see what I think, use my critical thinking ability, and maybe I can add something to it or take something away. I don't know.
Suggestions are welcome. Suggestions are definitely welcome.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate your show. I got to get back to moving this drilling rig. So you have a great one, and I'll be listening as much as I possibly can.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and always safety first. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network and switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. And coming from someone who studied Sandy Hook till I was blue in the face, this Robert Bowers guy, whether this whole thing was staged or not, he handed the Jews what they wanted right on a silver platter.
Not to mention the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're blaming Trump, and it didn't matter whether he was a Trump hater or not. That's not being pushed in the media. The one thing that's not being asked in the media, and it's all over the CBC today, I mean, there's nothing else in the news at all. And it's kind of curious that this shooting didn't happen during the Khashoggi murder or when these fake bombs were appearing all over the place or during the Kavanaugh hearing. It just happened to happen when it did, and the timing is impeccable. But one question they're not asking is why this guy did it. Why did he hate Jews so much that he would, you know, risk his life and if he was he certainly would have done this kind of thing, because he just, like I said, he handed them what they wanted. So they're gonna go after those AR-15s, and they're gonna go after the free speech on the internet or anywhere else. The Sandy Hook thing. I mean, I studied that thing so hard, and I seen that it was getting a lot of traction. Wolfgang Habig still out there, but you know, it it's like a wall. And, you know, without short of these kids showing up at the halftime at the Super Bowl, I mean, even that wouldn't wake people up. And, you know, so this Robert Bowers guy, it's kind of curious that he used his real name on Gab and not like, you know, 123 or something like that. Like, did he have a job? Didn't his coworkers know, you know, what a Nazi he was? And it just doesn't seem like it makes any sense. You know, I know the ADL has a lot of these trolls that they set up, and, you know, they infiltrate all these things. Because Gab actually was a half-decent way of sharing memes and not being shadow banned and so forth.
Yeah, well, that's definitely why they set this guy up on Gab. I mean, you know, there is no question this was a setup propaganda operation. And again, go after Gab, push the gun grabber agenda, drive the phony bomb story off the news cycle because nobody was buying that. Drive the fact that the Kavanaugh hearings off the news cycle, especially now that it's come on out that Julie Swetnick tried to recant her claims, and Avenatti went ahead and gave them to the Judiciary Committee anyway. There are so many things in the news the Democrats don't want you thinking about, like that migrant horde. And so there's absolutely no question. The timing is not a coincidence.
Yeah, there's another group of migrants that crossed from Guatemala, and they were Guatemalans. They went into Mexico, and one of them got shot by a rubber bullet in the head, and he died. And that didn't really make any of the news cycles, because if that happened at the border at McAllen, Texas there, you know, Trump would be blamed. Oh, you shot a kid in the head with a rubber bullet, you know.
No question.
So that's kind of interesting. And there's a lot more things. I mean, Israel's just going to take advantage of this. They're, you know, like, what's his face? The mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, didn't he say, you know, there's something about a crisis? Never let a good crisis go to waste.
That's what especially one that you've made yourself.
All right, Mike. Good show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to let you go. And, you know, anytime Israel is getting ready to do something that will make it look bad in the eyes of the world, like go in and bomb Gaza, they usually try and stage some kind of a so-called anti-Semitic incident somewhere in the world. And unfortunately, it was in Pittsburgh. I got an email from somebody, and I don't want to get pulled off onto this issue, but apparently somebody on Facebook is claiming that the names and ages of the victims of the synagogue shooting can all be found on recent obituaries in Broward County. So, again, we don't know, but I'm convinced that this was staged and set up to satisfy a lot of political agendas, Israel's, the Democrats, so forth and so on. Getting on back to Israel, apparently they have now approved building 20,000 settlement units in the West Bank because everybody is feeling sorry for Israel over the synagogue shooting. And again, all of this is illegal. And they're going to build this block of settlement units in the occupied Palestinian West Bank close to Jerusalem here. Now, Palestinian human rights organizations have now submitted a file to the International Criminal Court prosecutor to investigate and prosecute pillage, appropriation, and destruction of Palestinian natural resources. This is a 500-page file on crimes committed by Israelis, in particular high-level Israeli officials and individuals associated with corporations that are extracting and destroying Palestine's natural resources. So apparently this includes Palestinian water, agricultural land, minerals, mudstone, and oil. Story coming on out of MondoWeiss.net. The Israeli government is exploiting the Pittsburgh murders to try and demonize Palestine solidarity. And apparently, Ron Dermer, who's the Israeli ambassador to the United States, was being interviewed on MSNBC, and he placed the blame for the attack on white supremacists and the radical left, which is apparently code for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions activists. So And again, they're out there saying that criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism, and it's not. It's criticism of Israel's government. Okay, over at Facebook, they had a little bit of an outcry where Facebook had taken down a photo of a seven-year-old Yemeni girl that was starving to death and that accompanied this New York Times report from Yemen. And apparently this starving Yemeni child upset somebody in the Saudi or U.S. government. Facebook took it down, and it triggered a huge public outcry on the still uncensored portions of social media, and Facebook put it back up. Facebook may actually be rather vulnerable right now to a bad public image, because according to this article that came out of 12160.info, nearly half of young users have now deleted the Facebook app from their smartphone in the last year. That is a huge, huge loss. But I can understand why they did it. They value their freedom to say what is on their mind. They don't like censorship. Censorship is something the Nazis did or the Soviet Union did. It's not supposed to be part of what's going on here in the United States of America. And over in the Koreas, as you know, North and South Korea are making moves that have functionally ended the Korean War. And now they want a formal declaration. And the United States is now saying that North Korea's denuclearization is now a condition before the U.S. will officially end the Korean War. And this is a continuance of this attitude of you give us everything we want first, and then we will do something nice for you. And that attitude, I think, is a big reason why U.S. foreign policy is in such a shambles. Because all foreign policy negotiations are usually give and take. One side gives a little, then the other side gives a little, then the other side gives a little, then the other side gives a little, and everybody gets to go home happy. But the U.S. government has picked up this bad habit from all of its years of doing business with Israel, because this is Israel's approach to foreign policy. You do everything that we want first, and then we'll talk about maybe doing something nice for you. Meanwhile, down in South Korea, they decided to have a test of their brand new Made in America Patriot surface-to-air missile, and they fired that thing off, and it exploded just 4 seconds out of the launch tube. Okay. Made in America. So let's talk a little bit about the economic news. The stock market today opened way up. The Dow was up, started almost 300 up, and it ended 230 down. At one point, it was down almost to 400. And so I'm looking at this article that's coming on out here from Investment Watch Blog saying that things are getting pretty bad and the Federal Reserve may have to pause their program of slowly raising the rates. And it underscores the fact that the soaring stock market was being propped up with low interest borrowed cash. And it also underscores the fact that Donald Trump is right. The Federal Reserve is a big problem. Because contrary to the name Federal Reserve, it's not really a part of the government. It's a privately owned central bank, and its number one priority is to make money for itself and its owners. And so every policy decision it makes is always about maximizing profitability to the Federal Reserve. And they're not necessarily thinking about what's going to be best for the nation and its people. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I could use this about, oh, 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economic news here, and it was another rough day on the stock markets. Of course, when the price of stocks go down, you start to see stock buybacks by the corporations that have issued the stocks and basically trying to get them back off the market in the hope that they'll go up in value somewhere down the road. Maybe, maybe not. I think we're definitely heading toward a critical juncture in the economy where people can't buy stuff anymore. And we're going to start seeing more and more of these iconic retailers start to collapse, which in turn will result in the collapse of their supply chains back to the original product providers. It's a domino effect. Now, we have often talked about the advisability of having precious metals as part of your investment portfolio, because they'll always hold their value. It's a wealth preserver is the way that you think about it. And just get some silver, get some gold, just stash it away someplace under your own control. Because remember, the laws are already in place where if your bank gets into trouble, They are legally allowed to start pillaging through safety deposit boxes and help themselves to whatever's in there to keep themselves going. Because in the United States of America, banks are very, very, very important. You people, you're just fodder. You're fungible. But the banks, they're important. We must always bow down and worship the most holy banks. One metal that is current in play right now is palladium. And it just hit a new all-time high. And the reason it is going up is that palladium is widely used in the automotive industry, and there is significant demand. Even though overall car production is slowing down, there's still demand for it. And much of the palladium comes from Russia. And there is a growing concern that the tensions being fanned up between the U.S. government and the Russian government could result in a supply crunch. Putin could simply say, all right, go get your palladium someplace else. So again, while the demand side of the equation is slowing down, if the supply side slows down even further, there could be some really high prices for those who've stockpiled palladium. Okay, over in Germany, the news is actually kind of good. Germany's Christian Democratic Union basically got pounded in the regional elections held yesterday. And Angela Merkel is going to step down from the leadership of the Christian Democratic Union in December. And she's also announced that she will not seek re-election as Chancellor of Germany. So Merkel is basically heading for the exit. And I think it's a good thing. And we know why the CDU was having all these problems, that they keep losing the regional elections. It's that open borders issue. And Merkel has destroyed her party, her own career, badly damaged Germany's government overall by continuing to ignore the will of the German people and to basically go along with George Soros' New World Order globalist agenda. All righty, there has been another crash of an airplane, and apparently this is over in Indonesia. It was a Boeing 737 jet, and unfortunately all 189 on board were killed. And apparently Lion Air's flight JT610 was heading to Pangkal Pinang, which is an island north of the capital, when it lost contact with air control just 13 minutes after takeoff. Now, two things that have emerged is apparently the last radio contact the tower had with the aircraft was to request permission to immediately turn around and return to the airport. And apparently this aircraft had undergone some kind of major repair before it took to the air. And I guess there hadn't been a test flight. So, a tragedy for all those people. Now then, getting on back to the weather. And we were talking about Typhoon Yutu, which went across the Marianas and caused a lot of damage. It is now heading toward Isabela and Aurora. It's going to cross over Quirino, Ifugao, Nueva Vizcaya, Banquet, and La Union in the Philippines. Last week, they were thinking it was going to spin north and hit Japan, but Japan dodged a bullet on this one. It's now in the Philippines. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Over in London, specifically at the Ecuadorian embassy, Julian Assange has said that Ecuador is apparently seeking to end his asylum and hand him over to U.S. authorities. And apparently Assange announced this earlier today during a teleconference as part of a trial challenging Ecuador's new conditions for his asylum. And I guess Ecuador just decided, well, forget the conditions. We're just going to end the asylum deal. Now, this is going to be a very tricky case here because technically Julian Assange himself is not guilty of espionage. He personally did not steal or solicit any classified information. And it was provided to him. And there are laws in this country that cover journalists who are basically leaked classified information. But, of course, the U.S. government, which isn't really interested in the law anymore, they want to make an example out of him. They absolutely want to make an example out of him. They want to scare a potential leakers, whistleblowers. We used to have laws in this country that protected whistleblowers because it was seen that they served a legitimate function. which was to bring to public awareness bad behavior by corporations and government. But now it's all gone away. I remember after the accidental shootdown of TWA 800, where whistleblower protection for all the Navy units involved in the recovery was suddenly withdrawn. Didn't want those people talking to anybody at all about what they saw at the bottom of the bottom of the ocean there. Okay, I'm looking at this article that was just put up at whatreallyhappened.com, getting on back to the day of the stock market. Apparently, at one point, the Dow was down over 500 points. In fact, down 566 points, which means down from its high of the day, we're looking at a drop of 900 points. So it will be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. So let's talk about human-caused global warming, because the global warming cultists are still out there saying, you've got to pay us a carbon tax. See, it's working so well up there in Canada that they're paying a carbon tax, and, you know, it's all balmy up there and everything. A lot of people are talking about a white Halloween, both here in the United States and in Europe, Great Britain. And apparently we are seeing more and more daily cold records being set. And over in Cornwall, in Great Britain, they've been hit with this freezing cold snap. Temperatures dropped to as low as 3 degrees below zero centigrade. Remember back on March 20th, 2000, the headline news, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And all those doomsday predictions they were making about how in just a few years, you know, we'd all be broiling and the oceans would rise and the coast would be flat. And none of it ever happened. And now, of course, you've got the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is out with their newest report saying it's 12 years. We're doomed unless you start doing what we tell you right now, which basically involves remaking the world's economic system. And that's been a big part of what's behind the global warming scare, to try and push a socialist agenda on the entire planet. Because after all, socialism has worked so well everywhere it's been tried. All righty. Now, as you know, Monsanto / Bayer lost a major lawsuit brought by a groundskeeper who got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from exposure to glyphosate and whatever else is inside Roundup weed killer. And the jury basically gave him a huge award. The judge has now walked it back down to something that Monsanto can pay without too much difficulty. But because of that legal precedent, Bayer is now facing over 8,000 lawsuits alleging that its glyphosate Roundup herbicide causes cancer. And I'm going to make a prediction here that Monsanto is going to go to the Congress and ask for a bill to indemnify them from civil lawsuits for their products, the way that the computer software industry got back in the 1970s, the way that the vaccine industry got in the Homeland Security Act. Because otherwise, Bayer's going to go bankrupt just with all the legal fees. So I think that's likely what's going to happen. We're turning into a fascist economic dictatorship. The corporations get all the protections and all the benefits, and ordinary people, nothing. We're not considered important to the greater scheme of things. Our only value in a fascist society is how much money we can give to the rulers here. Now, over in the European Parliament, they have voted to ban single-use plastics. In other words, any plastic container or bottle that you buy at the store and you use and then you trash, like bottled water or soda or something like that. I think this is actually a really good idea. Now, they're stretching out the transition, but what they want to do is bring back a system like we used to have when I was a kid, where sodas and things like that came in glass bottles, and you would take them back to the store, and the store would give you the deposit on the bottle. and it worked really well. And especially during the summertime, we'd go hiking along Oak Hill Road to find all the bottles that had just been thrown out of car windows, put them in our little wagon, take them to the store, and we'd have money for candy. Where our current recycling programs have broken down is that the recycling is now done at these recycling centers, which are usually placed very inconveniently. And so instead of taking things back to the store where you're going anywhere, it's now an extra trip, extra time, extra gas. And I think that's a big reason why that's not working. So hopefully the Europeans are going to do this a little smarter. But basically, the members of the European Parliament backed a ban on plastic cutlery and plates, cotton buds, straws, drink stirrers, and balloon sticks. And they're calling for a reduction in single-use plastic for food and drink containers like plastic cups. Now, some of these items where there is no current alternative will still have to be reduced by 25% in each country by 2025. And apparently this includes cigarette filters. But I guess there's plastic in cigarette filters. So there's obviously going to be a situation where people are going to be using reusable containers, which for a while, the idea of, I mean, everybody around here was carrying around a reusable water bottle. So we need to get back to that. And if you really are eating away from home, some kind of cutlery, that you use over and over again. And if you go out to any of the catalogs for like survival supplies, you can see these little knife, fork, and spoon that lock together into a single unit. That's a good solution. Or you can get basically, it's not a Swiss Army knife. I don't think Swiss Army knife makes it, but companies that make large tool folding knives will have one where there's a spoon and a fork on the outside. So you could use that as well here. All right, let's talk about space here. The Hubble telescope is actually coming back to normal science operations. And apparently NASA was able to get a running restart of the gyroscope that had gone bad, which is what they did is they turned the device off for a second in order to clear any faults that occurred during a restart back on the 6th of October. And that did not work, so it was followed up on the 18th of October with a series of spacecraft maneuvers in an attempt to clear any blockage around the sealed float that contains the spinning wheel. And that worked. They literally fixed the Hubble Space Telescope by jiggling it around. Well, you know, whatever works. You know, because we don't have the means to go up there and fix it anymore now that the space shuttle program is over. Okay, Wednesday, of course, is Halloween, and you should get your Halloween candy ready for the little extortionists to show up. And like everything else in our country, it is being politicized, where people are complaining about costumes that are available for sale at Amazon or Party City or places like that because they're offensive to this group, they're offensive to that group. And it reached a point where Bill Maher actually came on out and said, look, not everything is racist or cultural appropriation. And he's absolutely right. This is just a time for the kids to have fun and play dress up and not worry about whether they're being politically correct. Now, obviously, in this day and age, most kids are going to go out as their favorite superhero. But if they want to go on out, you know, dressed as a Native American or a cowboy or something, it shouldn't be a big deal here. But you've got the social justice warriors are out there saying there shouldn't be any hula girls or Indian chiefs, no Southern Belles, no Daniel Boone, no geishas, no ninjas, no gypsies, mobsters, terrorists. Well, that doesn't leave a whole heck of a lot. And by the way, here in Hawaii, the idea of no hula girls, that's definitely not going to fly. But it's just another indicator. These social justice warriors, they just live to be offended by something. If they can't get up every morning and find something to be offended about, it's like the whole day is ruined. And they have to go into their little safe room and get out the bubble wrap and start popping the little bubbles until they can find something else to be offended about. People need to lighten up. It is not a mark of how good a human being you are to constantly going around being offended by what other people are doing and then try and get them to change their ways to make you happy. We're all supposed to be free people. And let the little kids dress up. And some of these complaints that I've seen out there, they're concerned about sexy Muslim outfits. And one of the other absurdities that is making the rounds now, and Fox News was actually covering it, apparently a lot of municipalities are now setting age limits for trick-or-treaters, that they can only be so old, and if they're any older than that, they're prohibited from trick-or-treating. Now, I think that's utterly ridiculous. I think anybody who goes to the trouble of getting into a costume and wants to walk around the neighborhood, they should get a treat. And when I was young, living in North Hollywood, before I met Claire, some of those older female trick-or-treaters were rather pleasant on the eyes. And on a more serious note, I'm just going to say right now, I'm not going to be checking the ID of every kid that comes to my door on Wednesday night. If they're there in costume, they get a treat. If they're exceptionally small, they get a glow stick. It's a holiday. We're supposed to be having fun. And it just really is amazing how all of these holidays that we took for granted when I was young, they're all being politicized by the liberals. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do this. You can't, you know, Mrs. Claus is being oppressed by Santa Claus. You know, the Easter rabbit, PETA gets upset about the Easter rabbit. And it just goes on and on and on. Just let it go. Let it go. It really is utterly, utterly ridiculous. All righty, we're coming up here on the end of the show. I'm going to go back and catch some of the other news. And again, story coming out of Investment Watch blog, best reason to vote Republican in next week's elections is Hillary Clinton says she wants to be president if the Democrats win big. Boy, there is definitely a good reason to keep Congress in the hands of the GOP. And as I said earlier in the show, if the GOP maintains control of Congress, you have got exactly 2 years to start fixing this election system because it is an international joke. We need a national voter ID law. We need to get away from those electronic voting machines, which nobody knows what's in there. These companies that produce these machines, they regard the software in them as a trade secret, like there's some kind of highly classified process involved in recording the press of a button and adding one to a counting register. But no, you can't see what's in there. Now, as a side note, there's a website you should be looking at called blackboxvoting.org. It's run by a lady named Bev Harris. And blackboxvoting.org is famous for having discovered that the GEMS software system, which was used in the Diebold election machines, had no less than 12 different ways in which the results of an election could be changed and leave no trace. Now, Diebold's reputation is built on automated teller machines, which never lose a penny from one end of the country to the other. And when you're using one of those machines, you can hear the little chattering printer inside making a paper trail. So for that same company to make election machines that are wide open to cheating, it had to have been by design. Trump's had almost 2 years to deal with this, and he dropped the ball. And I'm very, very disappointed that he dropped the ball on this. It's in his best interest to clean up this mess. But I don't know what he's thinking, whether somebody's pressuring him to leave the election system the way it is. Is it really a contest between whether it's the Democratic vote riggers are better than the Republican vote riggers? And just letting ordinary people cast their votes is just going to muck up the system? But he did drop the ball on that. By the way, HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, which focuses a lot on Bev Harris and blackboxvoting.org. And at the very end of that shows how one of these electronic machines can have the vote results changed just by using a rigged memory card. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. There's been an interesting little revelation about that Indonesian Airlines crash. And it turns out that the founder of Lion Air, whose aircraft it was, Rusti Kirana, is a politician. And the passenger manifest for that aircraft included not only the Indonesian ambassador to Malaysia, but Indonesian government auditors who've been looking into corruption. So now it looks like there's a new dimension to this. All right, getting on back to a story we were talking about earlier. CNN is out there saying that, yes, they got a new suspicious package. And it looks like there's a copycat bomber out there, or maybe the guy they got wasn't really behind them, because that's what he's telling federal investigators, that he had nothing to do with it. But it does appear to be another one of these made-up bombs, and looks pretty much like the last one. All righty, so getting on down here. Story coming on out, apparently Trump's 2020 campaign manager, I guess he is seriously thinking about running, is out there saying that censoring of conservatives is ongoing in social media. And I love the name he's got for them, the Palo Alto Mafia. I think that's a good name, and I'm going to start using that one as well, because that's exactly how they're behaving. And again, if the GOP can hang on to Congress next week, they need to do something about this. And again, I'm hoping the Supreme Court is going to rule that, yes, these companies that are acting as conduits for public communications can be held to the First Amendment. So apparently Putin is still trying to play statesman. And as you know, Trump is pulling out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. He wants a better deal. A better deal, the same approach he took with Iran, and we can see how well that worked out. But Russia is preparing answers to this very extensive list of questions that the U.S. has sent them regarding a new nuclear pact, because Russia doesn't want to go back to Cold War arms race. And they basically said, all right, if you don't like the old deal, let's talk a new deal. So we'll see how one-sided it's all going to be. And a lot of people did, in fact, send in that story about this McDonald's in Alabama. And again, except for the independent media, you're really not going to see this on the corporate TV news media. They want blood. They want mass shootings. They want the gun grabber agenda pushed back. But the story is, as the caller said it was, this gentleman was having lunch at a McDonald's, and he had his two sons with him. And then a masked man barged in and began shooting. And I'm wondering if that was supposed to be a staged shooting to push the gun grabber agenda, because why would you shoot up a McDonald's? It makes no sense whatsoever. So the father was carrying and basically shot and killed the intruder. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to go and do the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody out there. Please tell all your Republican friends to get out there and vote. This is, in fact, the most important midterm election, certainly in my lifetime. And we need to just keep up the momentum. We need to overcome the illegal immigrant vote. We need to overcome the vote fraud that we know is out there. So please donate to Republic Broadcasting. We'll be back tomorrow. And aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.